it's 11 years ago now, but we still remember it like it was yesterday. It was Halloween night 2004. We thought at the beginning it was just like a normal cold. He just was unwell. He was 9 months old, so we just thought he was coming down with something. So we took him to the doctors. That day we brought him home again, but he started to get worse. He was, getting sicker and sicker. So we phoned again, and they just advised for us to take him up to the hospital. Once we reached the hospital, everything went downhill so quickly. We got up there about 8 o'clock. About 10 o'clock, they told us it was meningitis. But at the time, we were glad that they knew what it was, but we had no idea how serious it was, or how bad the outcome could be. So that night he was transferred to the Royal, and it was terrible. It was terrible what we watched him go through with the disease. He lasted till 11:10 the next morning on the 1st of November, and he put in a hard fight. He did, but it was a really, really fast, really devastating disease for him. He was only 9 months old. He found it hard to fight it, and our world just collapsed. That day, we didn't know how to go forward. We didn't know what direction to go. He was our only child, so we were left with nothing.
It's every parent's worst nightmare. Things change so dramatically, as you said, within a 24-hour period, really.
Yes, it was. From being unwell at about 2 o'clock till 11 o'clock the next morning, he was so happy and healthy that morning. Before he got sick, I fed him his breakfast. He was playing. He was just learning to walk. He just took a few steps that day, and it went downhill so quickly. But to watch him go through what he went through was just absolutely heartbreaking. Like, he had a massive heart attack at 9 months old, which to wee children, that shouldn't happen to them. It just absolutely destroyed his wee body.
What was your reaction when you got the news today that all UK babies now will soon have access to this vaccine against meningitis B?
We had mixed emotions. Our main emotion was we were delighted to hear this, that it's finally here. I know it's too late for Jamie, but if anything we've done in his name, any fundraising, any campaigning we've done in his name, it's finally come to a point now where it has worked, and everybody's aware of it, and everybody is so happy for us, and we're so happy for everybody that's ever supported us in any way at all.
How do you feel knowing that had this vaccination been available, that Jamie might be here with us today?
I would have loved it to have been here a long time ago. I would love the disease to have never existed. Knowing that there's been a vaccine for the last year, and there's still been children have been diagnosed, have died, have been scarred by the disease is really tough to know that.
Were you at any stage frustrated that this didn't happen sooner?
We were at the time. It's just, no matter, like with Jamie, no matter how much help he was given, it was just such a devastating disease that even with all the help that he was given, he still couldn't survive it. So we knew then the key was in the vaccine, and that's what we've been fighting for, and it's finally here.
The Health Minister said today that this will be available in early autumn, September, October time.
Yeah, that's good, because that's when the disease peaks. If we could have it today, we would take it, but we understand it's going to take a bit of time, but just no later than autumn we would like to see it. After Jamie we were left with nothing, and then 2 years later we had Jack, and he filled our lives up. He helped us keep going, and then Amy came along then. It's complete now. There'll always be a missing piece, but we're happy now with the way things are, and we're just glad that Jamie's been able to make a difference in so many people's lives.